Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, please, to Acts chapter 1. We've been on a series now for a few weeks called True Witness. And this is our text here in Acts, the first chapter and the 8th verse. It says, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost," ghost is an old English word for spirit, "after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Now, the Living Bible says, "When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you'll receive power to testify about me with great effect." Well, that's what a witness does, is testify. Amen. And who are you testifying about?
Jesus.
And are you testifying just empty, powerless words?
No,
with great effect.
Amen.
You'll receive power, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, your testimony will have great effect.
Amen.
Great effect. In fact, I don't know if you knew it or not, we've gotten into this already. The devil is afraid of your testimony.
Yes.
It's the truth.
Yes.
It's the truth. You are a serious threat. Your testimony is a serious threat to the power of darkness covering the earth. Because darkness cannot overcome light. When light comes out and people see light and people hear light, if they'll believe it and they'll receive it, all the darkness, all the devils in hell can't keep them from getting saved, can't keep them from getting free. And so the enemy's, one of his main priorities is covering up the truth, silencing the witness, silencing the message. But he just can't do it. Because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Said out loud and know it's true. My testimony,
my
witness
is powerful
in the earth.
Yes.
It's powerful. Is that in line with this scripture?
Yes.
You'll receive power after the Holy Spirit's come upon you. Power to testify about me with great effect. The Weast translation puts it like this. Weast says, "You'll receive power of the kind which God has." Well, it'd have to be if it's the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Right? "And exerts after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be those who testify of what they have seen and experienced, my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth."
Amen.
Now, we've covered a lot of ground already in this, and if you haven't been with us, let me encourage you, get the previous messages that came before this. It lays a framework and a foundation of what we're into now. And you can go back in the word supply here in the building and get some CDs or DVDs. Won't cost you anything. Just go back there and get them. You can go online and download all the previous messages. Won't cost you anything. And around here we have a saying, no charge means
no
excuse for not knowing it. Can't, you can't say you couldn't afford it.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So get it. And those of you that have been with us, would it be worth their time?
Yes.
To get into this?
Yes.
And feed on the Word of God? Go with, follow with us through these scriptures and let it get in you.
Yes.
I'm telling you, your witness of what the Lord has done for you is far more important and far more powerful than you probably have realized.
Amen.
I know I didn't, I knew a little bit about it, but I didn't realize it's as important as I do now.
Right.
It's grown in me. My eyes have been opened to it. And what we have seen is that not everybody is called to preach.
That's right.
Amen. Not everybody's called to teach. In fact, James talks about that. Not many of you should be teachers. And 1 Corinthians talks about, are all prophets, are all apostles, are all... Well, the answer is no. No. In fact, percentage-wise, most of the body of Christ is not a preacher or a teacher.
Right.
And not anointed to do that, not called to do that, not supposed to do that. And yet, there's been this confusion that when people hear about witnessing, they think that means I'm supposed to go try to preach to somebody. And because of that, a lot of folks think, well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what verses to use. I'm not a preacher. And so they never even try. But then they feel bad because they feel like, well, I'm supposed to be witnessing. And then sometimes people, they work up the gumption to go to try it. And they try to put on some scriptures together and try to get them a little evangelistic message together, and they lose their place and they forget their verses and they stumble around and it's just a bad experience and they think, well, I'm not doing that anymore. And the thing is, that's not what he said to do. Being a witness, testifying, is not the same thing as preaching and teaching. What does it mean? We read the Weiss translation. Testifying of what you have experienced the Lord has done for you.
Amen.
You're an eyewitness.
Yes.
You were there.
Yes.
When he saved you.
Amen.
You were there when you were born again.
Yes.
Right? You were there when you were filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
You were there when he healed your body.
Yes.
When he healed your baby.
Yes.
When he paid your bills. Come on, are you listening?
Yes.
You were there. And nobody can tell you it's not true. You were there.
Right.
It happened to you.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And there are situations when things have come up on the job, in the neighborhood, in the marketplace, in the grocery store, wherever it might be. You don't need to feel like you have to go around trying to preach an evangelistic message to everybody or trying to tell people what your doctrines are, what your doctrinal positions are, what our church believes. Most people don't care and don't want to hear all that.
Amen.
Hmm? And especially if you're not anointed to preach it or teach it.
Amen.
It might not be clear on it anyway. But I tell you what does have power. You may not be called or anointed to teach or to preach the word, but you are. Every one of us are anointed to give our testimony.
Yes.
Every one of us. There will be times and situations where the Lord will prompt you.
Yeah.
Hmm? Tell them what I did for you. And this gets away from hearsay, from theory, from doctrine. This is you talking about what you know. You saw it. You heard it. You experienced it. It happened to you. And when you tell it in honesty and you tell it in humility and people see your eyes and they hear the tone and whether they want to admit it or not, they know it's true.
That's right.
Then somebody else comes on the scene.
Amen.
Somebody else beside you comes on the scene and backs it up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Power to testify. Power to be a witness. Go with me, please, in the scriptures to, let's see, 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. We've touched on this in previous messages, but I want us to review it just a little bit and then go further with it. That the Lord confirms His truth, and He confirms it Himself. And just hold your place in 1 Corinthians there. Let's go to Mark 16. 20, they'll put it up on the screen for us, Mark 16, 20, then we'll go to 1 Corinthians. Let me get you to release faith with me. Let's just pray right now about utterance and direction. This is big, and I need to focus laser beam and stay right on track. Father, in Jesus' name, we agree together. Those in the room, those not in the room, all of us watching and hearing today, asking for utterance, asking for the anointing, asking for eyes that see and ears that hear and a heart that understands, discerns, and can receive. Lord, help us to see the reality of these things, the significance of our witness, and to see how it works, and to remove every hindrance to you and what you want to do in our lives, and to yield to you fully and cooperate with you fully, that you might use us and manifest through us to the full measure of your desire and will and plan. We ask it in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. We'll confess. We'll not be hearers only, but we'll be doers of what you tell us and show us, and we will be blessed, and we'll make a difference in this dark world. In Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen means so be it. Did you know you are the light of the world?
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus said so.
Yes.
You're here for just a little while, and you're in the world, but you're not of the dark world.
Amen.
You know, most of the world, I'm talking about people on the planet, most of the billions of people living on the planet right now are either dead or asleep spiritually. Most of the billions of people. They're alive physically, but you can be alive physically and dead spiritually. And there's some people, they're not dead spiritually, but they're asleep. They've been born again, but they're sound asleep. How many, when you're sound asleep, you ain't got a clue what's going on? And you take a person that's in a deep, deep sleep and lay them beside a dead person, and especially from a distance, they look the same. You got the same things happening. Nothing. Right? You believe it's true? Most of the planet, most of the people on the planet are either spiritually dead or spiritually asleep. How do you get from being spiritually dead? You must be born again. But not only do you need to be born again, you need to be awake.
Yes.
And the scripture also said, awake thou that sleepest, and Christ will give you light.
Amen.
And in this dark world, you and I are lights, and we're supposed to be light. And a big part of this light is our testimony.
Amen.
It's our witness. When it's truth and it's right and the anointing is on it, it's light coming out of our mouth into a dark world. And somebody could hear it and believe that God is real and that God is good. And they could receive Him for themselves. And they could have the same kind of things happening in their life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.